Lesson 3. You have the mind of Christ. Colossians 3:2-3. Set your mind on things above, not on things on earth, for you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. Now that you have been raised with Christ, your mind is an above mind, not a mediocre one, because like begets like. You are now like Christ in your mind. Think above. You are not a beneath person. Your mind is a regenerated one. The fallen nature mind is now dead, and the mind of Christ is now alive in you. The mind of Christ is a winning mind. It is never clouded with the thoughts of failure and defeat. It is always covered with a greatness attitude. Philippians 2:5-6, also 9-10. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in form of God, did not count it robbery to be equal with God. Therefore, God has also highly exalted him and given him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth and of those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of the God the Father. The mind that Jesus put on himself made God to give him the name that is above all names. It is the mind that you put on that will determine the height that you will rise in life. It is the high mind that Jesus embraced that made God to lift him, to match him. You need to emulate him, and God will give you the same results, for he is not respecter of persons. You are to walk in the wisdom of God. Because now you are a child of God, you should automatically walk in his wisdom. If you lack wisdom, you will display a common man's life, but you should display an extraordinary brain. Remember that you are a new creature. You are not common. Jesus encouraged the disciples that in times of opposition, he would give them wisdom which would confuse their enemies. Luke 21:14-15. Therefore, settle it in your hearts not to meditate beforehand on what you will answer, for I will give you a mouth and wisdom which all your adversaries will not be able to contradict or resist. Before Adam fell, he had an extraordinary brain and wisdom. He named all animals, and God did not question it. Genesis 2:19-20, and brought them to Adam to see what he would call them, and whatever Adam called each living creature, that was its name. That is a brilliant mind. God put a test on him and his mind, and he did not fail, and neither did he disappoint. You will walk in God's wisdom in Jesus' name. You will manifest the wisdom of God in all the areas of operation, in your business, family, ministry, career, and so forth. Your competitors will not match the great ideas that God will divinely deliver to you in Jesus' name. When the mind of Christ develops in you, you exhibit the creative power of God, his manifold wisdom. As Jesus grew, he increased in wisdom. Luke 2:52. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature, and in favor with God and men. It is by wisdom that God created and maintains everything. Proverbs 3:19. The Lord by wisdom founded the earth, by understanding he established the heavens. It is wisdom that distinguishes the children of God. As you display God's wisdom, you will be justified. Matthew 11:19. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, look, a glutton and a winebibber, a friend of tax collectors and sinners, but wisdom is justified by her children. Wisdom is justified in the results it gives. You will display wisdom in your life, business, career, ministry, family, and in all areas in Jesus' name. You are not ordinary anymore. You are extraordinary. You are peculiar and God's best treasure. Paul the Apostle beseeched the believers to offer their bodies and renew their mind. Romans 12:2. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Your mind should be renewed, not removed. May the Lord multiply your intelligence in Jesus' name. By wisdom you will reign. You will be ahead of your peers and your enemies. May you become innovative and creative in your field of service until you become a solution to the problems and challenges of men in your generation. Creativity and innovation is a major driver of civilization. By your regenerated mind, you will have the capacity to be creative and innovative and bring a revolution of life in your generation. Don't copy, be creative. Proverbs 8:12. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence and find out knowledge of witty inventions. Embrace a divine mentality and your name will be heard. The state of your mind will distinguish you in your generation. The world will not be above you in your way of doing things. You will always be ahead of them.